Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Beatrice. Need to advise that this call is being recorded for quality assurance. I may help you.
I need to set up. I actually tried the other week, but my Android won't do right. Unemployment.
Okay, let me have. So you're trying to open up your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your social, sir?
416-279-8-20.
Your first and last name?
Kevin Merchant.
Your date of birth and driver's license, sir?
10-20-1977.
And your driver's license?
622-4546.
When was the last time you filed for unemployment, do you remember?
Years ago.
2014?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Yeah, I think I can help you reopen it. Would you like that?
Oh, that'd be great.
Okay. So, may I have the correct spelling of your last name and your middle initials?
Middle initials, Paul. And my last name's Merchant.
Your date of birth was 10-20-77?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your gender?
Male.
Were you a citizen?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any difficulty reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
You consider yourself disabled, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
You are disabled?
No, ma'am. I thought you said stable.
Oh,
I couldn't hear you.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And the highest grade you completed in school?
12th.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either as a direct deposit into your checking or savings. Choose the benefit.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you rather?
I can barely hear you.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments either
yes,
on a checking or savings or a benefit.
Uh-huh.
Which one would you rather have?
Which is easier?
It's up to you.
Really,
probably the direct deposit. Do you have a traditional bank?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so it would be with your traditional bank. Okay, do you have the routing and the account number?
I do not.
Okay, so if you could give me that, we can set that up for you.
Hey, Christy.
I'm sorry?
Can we give her your routing number? Because I don't know my routing number from my bank. I actually don't know none of my routing numbers from my bank. Can you just send it to me on a card?
Yes, we can just request the benefit card for you. Okay. So I need to read the disclosure on the benefit card. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So the LA Vantage prepaid card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica
uh-huh.
Bank charges no monthly fees, no purchase fees, no ATM fees, no withdrawal fees, no customer service fees. But it does have $1.30 if it's used outside of the network. It does
yes,
have
ma'am.
a 35-cent charge for automated calls. It does have $1 charge if it's inactive for more than a year, $4 charge to replace the card under regular delivery, or $19 under expedited delivery. It does have a 3% charge of the transaction if it's used internationally,
uh-huh.
But it does not have a credit override feature. If you want more information on your card, sir, you may call this number, please. That's 800-499-2035.
Yes, ma'am.
That's 800-499-2035.
All righty.
Okay. Let's see here. I need a mailing address for you, sir.
580 Simmons Drive.
Okay. hold on a second, because that was different than your old address. So we need to change
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's different.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
580. What's that?
Uh-huh. Simmons Drive.
Spell that for me.
Simmons.
Okay.
Trustville, Alabama.
Try Trustville. And the zip code, sir?
35173.
Okay. So is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
580 Simmons Drive.
Okay. And your phone number, sir?
205-308-8550.
Did you say 205-308?
8550.
8550. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So I need to confirm your mailing address, sir, as being 580 Simmons Drive, Trustville, Alabama, 35173. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
How long does it usually take for them to come in?
Oh, it takes at least 5 weeks or more, sir, depending on your service.
Okay. Yeah.
Just a long process. Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? I need to ask you some questions for security purposes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Which of the following vehicles have you been associated with? 1991 Oldsmobile Bravada, 1984 Ford Ranger, 1998 Plymouth, 1999 BMW, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following corporations have you been associated with? British Isles Family History, Society USA, Partners Site Acquisition Services, Rhino Bargoons Incorporated, Victory Plumbing and Pipe Lifting?
Victory Plumbing.
And Pipe Fitting, okay.
Yeah, Victory Plumbing.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 10486 High Road, 10975 Byron Court East, 51 Eason Drive, 5943 Shane Circle, or none of these?
Shane Circle. Jane Circle.
Okay. It's taking a minute here. I'm sorry. They're just waiting.
That's all right.
Computers. So did you file for unemployment in any other state in the last 12 months, sir?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama for an employer that is not military or federal?
No.
Did you work for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive a TRA retraining certification in the last 18 months?
No.
And this is not a natural disaster unemployment assistance, correct, sir?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay, thank you. So when was your last day of work, sir?
3 weeks ago.
I need a date.
January 2nd.
2022? 2022?
Yes, ma'am.
You said January 2nd, right?
Yes.
Okay. So since last Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, I've been trying to apply for jobs.
Okay, thank you. And do you work for yourself, have your own business, or do you work on commission?
I don't work for myself or any of those.
But you are able to work full time yes. in all the different shifts of your occupation, correct?
Yes.
And let's see here. How many miles are you willing to travel to go to work?
40. 40.
Okay. And what's the minimum hourly salary you're willing to accept?
25.
Do you belong to a union?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And did your employer give you a definite date when you will be returning back to work?
No.
Okay. And what was your last job description, sir?
Project manager.
Project manager.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Is that in construction?
Yes, ma'am.
Or manufacturing, construction.
Construction.
Okay. And what was the name of the company you were working for, sir?
Victory Plumbing and Pipe Fitting.
I would need their phone number and address, sir. Would you have that available?
Yes, 205-655-7813.
Did I hear you say 205-655-7853?
7813. 7813. And it's the address is 580 Simmons Drive.
Fine.
That's my dad's business.
Okay.
Yeah, I send all my mail there.
Drive. Okay. And what city is that located in?
Trussville.
Okay. And the zip code there, please, sir.
35173.
And you said your last day of work there was January 2nd?
Yes, ma'am.
2022?
Uh-huh.
And your first day of work there, when did you first start working on it?
October 94. It was a long time ago.
Okay. And would you say you're currently not receiving any vacations that color their pay?
No, none. Okay. None. Okay.
And would you say the reason you're not working is due to lack of work right now?
Yes. Okay. Yes, correct.
Okay. Sorry to hear how so many companies are closing, you know?
I know, it's sad.
Downsides, so you shifted different America.
Yeah.
Different America.
Sure is.
The following instructions yeah. and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 or more weeks to process the unemployment claim, sir. However, uh-huh. you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, okay? The unemployment
okay.
claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career
okay.
Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits.
All right.
You could either go online. You can either visit the Alabama Career Center in person, or you can go online to alabamaworks.alabama.gov. It's www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov/FOSNET and update your resume and application online. You must
okay,
be
great.
Able, available, and actively seeking work for the duration of your unemployment benefits, sir. Unemployment
right.
claims use a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must do a weekly certification as well. You could do so either by going online at www.labor.alabama.gov or
uh-huh.
you can call 800 800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications must be processed on a weekly basis. Failure to do so could result in loss of benefits. You can, your first weekly certification would be on a Sunday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday. You can do it anytime, Sunday through Friday before 5 o'clock, but not on Saturday.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet will explain your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is being determined. Please read it carefully. Failure to follow instructions could result in loss of benefits.
All right.
Okay, do you have any other questions?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment
Hotline.
You have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.